Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Michael Corrales.
Michael Corrales. Okay, so Mr. Mills is going to be conducting your hearing.
Okay.
All right. Good afternoon, sir. Would you please state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Armando Corrales, ADC number 208654.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members who will conduct a hearing. To my very far right is Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his left is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. To her right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, who has been acting board chairman this afternoon, and then the right return. And my name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. So prior to the hearing, you received a notification from advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I think I forgot to introduce Mr. Brady from the Department of Corrections, who's also in the room with us today. He'll be representing the DOC, and he also represents the parole office today. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Brady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be given up in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So phase one, what I'm going to do is read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. And if you think it is false, then we'll get more information from Mr. Brady and discuss it a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about March 5th, 2018, as directed on March 2nd, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
In phase two,
you'll have an opportunity to fully discuss it and tell us your whole thing, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just hang on then here. So, all right, so at this time, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Corrales was delinquent as a violator of terms of division of supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Dyke and Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do that, Mr. Gray is going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone, and I'll get back to you in a minute or two.
Okay.
Mr. Gray.
Mr.
Corrales
was briefed in DLC on January 8th of 2018. He was arrested on March 11th of 2018. By the Fugitive Apprehension Unit. Pending charges of homicide. He returned back to DOC on 3/11/2018. He has a CSED of June 16th of 2018 that reflects 6 absconder days. Current conviction, 2015, destruction of public jail, 1 year, 6 months. 2015, flight to law enforcement, 1 year, 6 months. 2015 robbery, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2006, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2008, armed robbery, 7 years. 2008, armed robbery, 7 years. He has 3 terms with DOC. He has CUIR scores of 5.5, mental health scores of 2, substance abuse scores of 2. He's affiliated with Street Gang Westside Mesa, Arizona. Prior term of supervision, 2007, TIS release. Scotted for 73 days, revoked on BOEC. 2014, released has an absolute discharge. Disciplinary violations are significant with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2001 aggravated robbery, Arizona juvenile probation. Community risk score, the G7VA. And charges are pending.
Okay, you said that it pending homicide charges?
Yeah, homicide.
Okay. I'm not sure if we can, even if we know to, I don't think we can.
I don't see any booking number or DR either.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to move forward phase two as normal. Okay, so I'm going to go over a summary of your cases version. It seemed like on day 8, 2018, you were released homeless, and then you were approved to reside at TLC on West Southern Mesa, and but then on January 9th, you were discharged from TLC. January 9th, you were approved to reside at the Mesa House on South Olive Avenue at Mesa, and on the 10th of January 2018, you were discharged from there. February 5th of 2018, you were approved to reside at 1322 East Millet Avenue in Mesa. So, why did you get discharged from those two halfway houses?
Well, just, I had a miscommunication, and I showed up late, and they just were real obstinate about the rules there, so they chose it better to just discharge me.
Okay. Well, yeah, when you're on TIS release, the rules are pretty strict. So did you stay at that 1322 East Millet Avenue the rest of the time you were on release, sir?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. And did you obtain any employment while you're out?
Yes, I was at Foam Experts Roofing in Mesa Drive Center.
Okay, well, that's commendable. Let's see, so you were referred to task for random drug screening, and the no results report, which usually means that your color wasn't called. And on February 8th, you were placed back on task color code under the color line again. And there's no results to report. So, it said on January 19, 2018, a scatter reduction program letter was mailed to 417 North Merino in Mesa, another one to 143 South 83rd Place in Mesa, and one to 105 East 2nd Avenue in Mesa. On the 26th of January, you contacted Supervisor O'Leary, indicating that you would like to take care of the warrant, and you were verbally directed to report to 81 South 16th Street in Phoenix on the 2nd of February. You reported there, and you were read and signed Arizona Condition of Supervision and Arizona Condition of Release and Supervision. So, then on February 2nd, you were sanctioned to the Maricopa Reentry Center until February 5th. Now, doesn't say, did you go there for about 3 days?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, didn't say that you actually went. So, I guess my biggest question is why do you have so much trouble following the rules while you're out?
I just had a miscommunication with my parole officer as far as my date when I was supposed to show up. Bill found it on my part, she said the 5th, I thought she said the 15th, so that's what happened there, and, you know, that's just what it is, you know, I don't think there's a problem there, just, I think I just have to just, you know, learn to be more responsible and take charge of my life, you know, which I am, you know, I have 3 children, and you know, I'm in charge of them, I just had a little hiccup.
Okay. I want to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you at this time. Ms. Rittenhouse?
So, Mr. Corrales, what drugs have you used?
I used marijuana and cocaine. This was about 2 years ago.
Okay, so nothing recently?
No, ma'am.
So I'm just curious why they sanctioned you to Maricopa Reentry Center.
They sanctioned me in Maricopa Reentry Center. Why did they? Oh, because I had absconded. I mean, not absconded. I had gotten discharged from the Mesa House.
Okay.
And
So that was your sanction was because of that, not because of drug use.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ma'am.
Any other questions? No? Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing at this time. The board will be going into discussion to make a determination in a minute or two. But we'd like to give you the opportunity to make a final statement before we do that. So if there's anything else you'd like us to know, now's the time to tell us. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
Okay, I just ask that you guys be lenient with me, give me an opportunity to get released. I peel my number next month, but I would like to start programming now, catching up with my life now, than in a month from now.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing the case. But we ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and you can listen to the entire discussion. When we're done, I'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, sir. The board is now in discussion. Yeah, this is another unfortunate one. It's also a little bit unusual. Overall, but I'm having with the library history and previous abscounds, I'm just not comfortable with the idea of returning Mr. Corrales back to community supervision at this time. He will be out in a little over a month. And hopefully in that length of time, unless, depends on what happens with the pending homicide charges. But if that is dismissed, dropped, whatever, when he gets out in June, then he hopefully will be able to move forward and be a productive citizen. But that is still out there. But this time I'm not in favor of recommending for return to community supervision. There wasn't any discussion from my fellow board members if there is any.
I agree.
Okay, based on all the information in order number 2018W0728, that's Mr. Corrales and the information given to us by the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Corrales as a delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed and about lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mrs. Rittenhouse. All right, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Don't take that as a total negative. We do want to see you succeed. We don't like, people to continually be coming back into the prison system. It's not good for you. It's not good for us. We do wish you luck, but I would recommend that, most yards you can get some Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous type programming, even if there are no other programs to get into. And those can help you not only with addictions to drugs and alcohol, but they can help you with poor self-control and decision-making and things like that. They're very good programs. So we suggest you do that and make a plan, and if those pending charges can be dispensed with before June, then you would be getting out, not having to report to a PO or anything, and hopefully you would be successful at that time. So we do wish you the best, sir.
Okay, I appreciate you.
Okay, this will end your hearing at this time, and please put the CO3 back on the phone.
Okay, thank you.